following program is a presentation of the Flypod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
You are listening to Super Chat, the official school information podcast for Jackson Dell Community Schools. Thank you for listening in today. I am your host, Gary Puckett. And today my guests are high school principal Fred Unsicker, and we have some students joining us today. Aviana Williams, she is a junior. Emma Gober, she is a junior. And we have Paige Pindell, and she is a sophomore. This podcast is sponsored exclusively by Civista Bank, with Ripley County offices in Milan, Versailles, and Osgood. From personal to business banking, Civista has been helping generations of families and businesses achieve their financial goals for 138 years. Whether you choose to visit one of their nearby offices or bank on the go with the Civista mobile app, you can be confident they are looking out for you. Follow them on Facebook, and to learn even more, visit their website, civista.bank. Member FDIC, that's Civista Bank, focused on you. Our nationwide media network operates with a team of 35 individual show hosts around the country. We also have 80 syndication partners and 17 different media domain platforms. We furnish on-demand programming for over 3,300 communities across the nation. We offer the Super Chat show format for schools around the country. However, this edition of Super Chat is produced solely for the benefit of the stakeholders of Jackson Dell Schools. Well, we sure have quite a group joining us today. I welcome all of you to Super Chat. Your high school entered a competitive contest referred to as the DICE Challenge. DICE stands for Dreams, Ingenuity, Creativity, Entrepreneurship. Aviana, describe for me the challenge or business your group had to design.
The challenge we had to do was to create a business and learn how to use that business to work with our school. So we grew flowers at the back of our school. We took a dead space, made it new, and we cut those flowers and made bouquets for the JCD staff. So we ran sort of a trial run before the competition to see how our business would work. Mm-hmm. And with that trial run, we found that it was very successful and that teachers really did enjoy what we were doing.
Cool. Well, how many students were in your Jackson Dell group for this competition?
Just me, Emma, and Sophie.
Wow, pretty tight. Mm-hmm. Tell me about the competition itself. Describe it for me.
The competition was between five schools. There were two teams from the other two schools and just us from Jackson Dell. And the competition itself was generally easy to manage and work through. So it was a wonderful learning experience, really.
Mm-hmm. How much of the entrepreneur part entered into the whole equation?
Between us having to make a business, learn how to make a website and run that, and sell to our staff. It really incorporated entrepreneurship into it quite a bit.
You would rank it up there with better preparing you for the real world when you get out and possibly become business owners of yourself?
Yes.
Okay. Emma, let me ask you, what lessons did you learn from this experience?
Well, I think I learned how to present better since I've kind of been okay at it, but I really put a lot of effort into learning all the words to this to know what I was saying and know where to look while I was presenting. But I also got a lot of feedback from teachers that we presented to beforehand as well as the judges, and they gave us a lot of really good ideas for how we could develop the business farther.
So would you say that it enhanced your communication skills?
I would.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, how did your group do in the competition overall?
I would say we did pretty good since we won first place.
Whoa. Well, that knocks it out of the park. Well, we have future business leaders in our midst today. This is wonderful. That is absolutely fantastic. Now, all of you are juniors, so you will be entering this contest again next year, perhaps? Are they going to have it next year?
We'll be moving on to state.
Wow. And then the feds, you know, then you'll be international. Will you still pay attention to us when we call your name and pass you on the street?
Absolutely.
Well, congratulations to all of you. Good job. Well done. This is just really cool. I like it. I think it's a great training exercise, if I may call it an exercise. What do you think of that?
I'd say it could be counted as an exercise. There were a lot of videos that we could watch to learn how to do what we were doing that would teach us the principles of, like, business.
Yeah, yeah. Well, congratulations to all of you. Good job. Well done. Keep up the good work. I would like to turn now to Paige. Now, Paige, you are a sophomore, and you have been engaged in Wreaths Across Ripley. What is the purpose of this event?
So I think the purpose of Wreaths Across America is to show respect for the soldiers that have passed away and to honor them for all that they did for us.
Well, describe the event.
So on Friday, we had several different groups from the school that actually went to the local cemeteries, and there was a list of names of the veterans, and we laid wreaths on their graves. And when you lay them, you say thank you for your service. I think it's a very good sign of respect for them.
Oh, I think so too. It's very touching. I don't know if this is the right way to put it, but did you enjoy being involved in all of this? Were you glad you took part?
Yes, I'm glad, because I think it's a very wholesome experience to just think about everything that they did for us.
Does being involved in this make you feel like you're giving back or recognizing those from your community, either past or present?
Yes, I think it very much does.
Did some of your friends join you in the Wreaths Across Ripley event?
Yes.
How many did you have, would you say?
I think there were like five different groups that went. So in the group, I went with FCA, and I think there were 10 of us in that group that went to like certain cemeteries, and then other larger groups went to different cemeteries.
Very nice. I'll tell you, I give every member of that effort, the Wreaths Across Ripley, just a tremendous kudos. Good job. Your heart's in the right place, and you're involved in something very worthwhile. Anytime we can thank those who defend our country and the very values we live by, it's a good thing. Well, Paige, how do you think the families have reacted or responded to the Wreaths Across Ripley, the families of the veterans, because it has special meaning to them?
Yes, I think that it really brings joy to the families, and I think it helps them feel recognized and know that their family member is remembered, even though they can't be here to celebrate with them. And so I think it really just makes them feel good and know that they're still remembered, and all that they did for us is still important.
I agree. You know, there are a lot of communities where something like this would never really happen, and I think it speaks a lot to the quality of the Jacksonville community in Osgood. I think you're all to be commended for what you've done here.
Thank you.
Well, Fred, you have to feel proud of your students. I don't know. I'm sure it's not an isolated event or situation that makes you feel just absolutely positive about your students, but you have to feel good about this one, don't you?
I do. I do. The Dice Challenge, young ladies, they did a phenomenal job. And what they didn't mention is that they did this through an art class, not even through a business class. They did it all through an art class with the art teacher leading them, and they did it on their own time. So it was really cool to see them do that. And then the Wreaths Across Ripley, as part of Wreaths Across America, we had around 60 students out there. So, you know, 15 to 20% of our student body was out there laying wreaths and showing respect to our veterans who have passed away. And that's really, really close to home for me, because my father is is a veteran and he passed away a couple of years ago. So when we get an opportunity to give back to our community, we always try to take it.
Yes, indeed. That is just wonderful. Well, I have to say, this has been a positive set of conversations today. I want to congratulate each of you for stepping up, being involved, and learning from the experiences. It makes you better people. You will be well-grounded human beings as you grow into adulthood. Good job, and I'd like to thank all of you for joining me today here on Super Chat.
All right, thank you, Gary.
Listeners, this program is a good one to share with your school-connected friends. We thank our sponsor, Civista Bank, for supporting this monthly program. You can follow Civista on social media, and I suggest that you check out their mobile banking app, and to learn even more, visit their website, civista.bank. And the very next time you are in your local Civista branch location, let them know just how much you appreciate their support of Super Chat for Jacksonville Schools. If you come up with a comment or a specific question for us right here in Studio Number 7, share it with us. Email us, shout@theflypod.com. So for Jacksonville Community Schools and the Flypod Media Network, I have been your host, Gary Puckett. And our monthly program comes to you year-round on your portable media device or computer. Thank you for joining us today here on Super Chat, the official school information podcast for Jacksonville Community Schools.